like to.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
What?
Before you talk about this anniversary, I wanted to talk about a more important anniversary, which happened 30 years ago when I met this wonderful woman at Nicole Key Lounge. And I ran out in front of her friend's car and almost got run over to get her phone number.
Wow.
Oh. I knew she was the one.
Aside from 30 years with, I know a lot of you have heard me say that he has been my support in all activities I have participated in. It's been a beautiful life. We're here tonight for a 5-year celebration. And if I can get my Gazinskis correct, like I don't for the mayor, I think that was 2008.
2008,
and for some reason I'm kind of going back to February 8th, I believe it was. And it's just been a special, special 5 years. It really has. There are a lot of people that came originally that aren't here this evening, but I'll tell you, we, throughout the 5 years, I bet we have never, ever had less than 25 people. At every meeting, it's 25 to 30 people on a regular basis, and then other times it's been more than that. So it's hats off to the residents.
And hats off to Ms. Charlotte.
And hats off to Lieutenant.
That's right.
There are some special people here this evening, if I may introduce, if you don't already know, we have Mayor Paul Tanaka. We have Chief Medrano. We have some outsiders, District 1 and District 3, but we don't discriminate. We love outsiders. And Gabriel and Mina. And whew, it is hot in here, huh? And I'm not flashing.
Yeah, it's not me.
And Sean, he's from District 2. And our officers that have stopped in this evening, Hyde and
Salas.
Yes. Who would like to start first?
Well, I have my boss here, so I always give it up to my boss first. Well, first off, I just want to say this is a great day to celebrate because, as I said the other day at the community forum, you know, you can get a lot of people motivated to get behind something when there's a lot of problems in the city. When you have some kind of major crime issue or you have, you know, some kind of community issue that draws people together and stays engaged together. But to have this group be together for 5 years when things have been relatively good is a real testament to your leadership, honestly. And I know you don't like a lot of praise or anything like that, but the reality is she has really held this together and is always active and doing things that you probably don't even know she does. Always involved. There's always some email coming in, or she's at City Hall, you know, bringing something to our attention. She's really dedicated to making this a better place to live, and what a great testament to having a person like this in our community. So, first, thank you. Thank you. A small token, a certificate of appreciation for you. 5 years is incredible, but it's not just what you do here; it's what you do throughout our city. And this is a great event. It's great to celebrate our success. I really have to give my hats off to Lieutenant Rickrow. This is his last year here at Gardena PD.
Encore.
But he has done a great job with everybody in his district. I mean, everybody knows it. He's amazing. He's had the fortune of being here the entire time in terms of his district. And truly the partnership, I think, between you. It's not, you guys are really friends now, too. It's not about partnership. So it's really
family
amazing.
Friends.
So thanks, Mark. You've done a great job. Was Chris. Thanks for being a supporter here and you know, having us in your house and doing all the things and supporting everything that she does. I'm sure she's now onto another adventure mapping your neighborhood. So
yes.
That'll be interesting to see how that develops.
Stop.
But Thank you all, and enjoy.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, I want to say good evening to everybody here this tonight, and as Ed said to Chris and Charlotte, thank you very much for not only that, for all that you do for our community, because it, I don't know if people really understand the significance of bringing just a handful of folks together. You reach out, you have the neighbors, and it's not easy to have a neighborhood watch group. As I was talking to Sean here, you know, you send out 200 flyers and you're lucky if you get 20 people, and then that's a good night. And yet you continue on and on and on, and 5 years after all you guys have gone through, and then you came into our community and we got so involved in it, and you've become really a major part of the identity of Gardena. So we're grateful. All of us are grateful as both a resident, as elected officials, as police, as your fellow neighbors, and fellow community members. We appreciate everything that you've done, that you do, and it's something that might be such a simple gesture as opening up your house. It is really a really big deal, and so we want to say thank you very much. Yes. On behalf of everyone. I know that all the praises have already been sung, and you know, for the police officers, we're very fortunate. I've been in this city since I was 7 years old, and so that puts me at about 48 years.
29
in this.
Years.
Yeah. 29 years. Thank you. So I love this guy. I've been in this city for a long time, for about 48 years now. Gardena Elementary, Perry Junior High School when it was junior high, Gardena High School when it was a 3-year school, when we had the Mohicans as our mascot, and you know, many of you can relate to that. And we've gone through our ups and downs. We had a great police force. We went through some challenging times, and now we're really at a point where not just do we have a good police department with a great chief and great leadership, the district police in it all, is the connection. I tell people about this everywhere I go. The connection, the engagement between police and the community is incredible. And when you're talking about a largely minority community, that makes it even all the more incredible. So, Ed, to you, to the officers, Officer Salas and Officer Hyde, and in particular, I know that the lieutenant gets all the credit, but at the same time, while he gets all the applause while he's here, and he gets all the laughs because he's a semi-comedian, he gets all the headaches when the chief calls him, or I happen to live in your district also, so he has to deal with all of my requests for dealing with stuff, and I'm as interested in a safe neighborhood and a clean neighborhood as everybody else is, and so we really appreciate everything that you guys do, but really on behalf of the entire community, want to thank the Gardena Police Department for being, if not one of the finest, certainly, if not the finest, certainly one of the finest in California. We want to thank you guys very, very much for all you do. And lastly, I understand, now, I stopped reading the newspaper when they started picking on me a few years ago, okay? So I stopped reading the paper.
Good for you.
I don't read the paper, I don't watch the news, the good or the bad. I don't do it. I understand there was a wonderful article about me again this Sunday. I'm the favorite topic of the LA Times, in which it accuses me of some kind of misconduct. It's been investigated about 12 years ago. Okay, there's nothing to it. What we did was we helped a third world country that was in need of police equipment. It was a country that had come up from the Khmer Rouge regime. First time I visited that country, they literally did not have one paved road in the entire country. It was incredibly backwards. For them to be able to buy used vests that in the United States of America is illegal to sell for liability reasons once the expiration date hits, for us to be able to sell that to them at $10 a pop was what they wanted. And what our attorney said was, okay, it's not going to us. It turned out the county thought there was a provision in their law that prohibited them from selling these vests to a foreign government. Turns out they were wrong, because we have since done it to Honduras, to Mexico, and to a number of other countries. But in 2001, I think, I was a fairly new council person. My boss asked me if our city would serve as a conduit for making this purchase. We'll make the purchase. Once the purchase was made, the money would be reimbursed by the Cambodian government, and there would be a wash. And that's exactly what occurred. The reason why it became an issue is there were some folks that made it an issue. And after 10 years, there's no records because we don't keep the money. We don't keep paperwork for that long. The Sheriff's Department didn't keep paperwork. Fortunately, the Internal Services Department for the county, who handles these transactions, they had all the paperwork. And everything was vetted out, and it's as clean as it comes, including from, at the time, the ICE investigators that came out and spoke to me in 2002 or 2003 said, there's nothing to this. But it continues to raise itself because there are people that continue to bring up the issue. So if I was guilty of something, I would have been in jail a long time ago. I wouldn't still be here 10 or 11 years after this transaction was conducted. But that's all it boiled down to. And I know the reporter's mad. The reporter's mad, and he's going to twist the story because I won't talk to him. That's it. And he's made that very clear. I will not talk to him. So he's going to write whatever he's going to write. And I just don't feel the need to defend myself. I know that I can go to sleep in peace every night, and I can wake up and I can look myself in the mirror, and I know what I've done. So as far as the election, I'm only answering the questions that I know are on people's minds, right? That's the freshest things.
What election?
Yeah, just in, that way you guys don't have to answer the question. You don't have to ask the question, right? Am I running for re-election? I am.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
I'm on the ballot.
Awesome.
There is a reason why I'm not running an active campaign.
Okay.
Does it matter?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. You got your ballots?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Just today.
If you read English, Vietnamese, Spanish, or Korean, I'm on the ballot. And if the people decide that more people want me in than they want anybody else, then I am telling you that I will continue to serve as the mayor of this city.
You must have.
I don't have any.
Don't you have some left over?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't.
I want a yard sign.
Make one. I don't have any. I said I wasn't going to run an active campaign, so.
Put Rodney
in
and
Paul. Yes. People are getting confused with those signs.
They are.
Yeah. So. Okay, so those are the two hot topic current events as it concerns me. Oh, and by the way, I'm gonna tell you one thing. There's a city clerk's race. Okay, and I saw a sign out here for Mina.
Mm-hmm.
There's three people running.
Mm-hmm.
Art Kaskanian, Mina Semenza, and somebody's daughter-in-law, Ingrid's daughter-in-law. Contrary to whatever you received in the paper or in the mail, I have not endorsed anyone. And purposely, I did not. I understand. Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
I understand that sometimes that my voice may have some weight. So I told all the candidates that I knew them all. I don't know the third candidate, but I know her mother-in-law. I know Art. And I know Mina. And because none of them were incumbents, I said it'd be best if I would just stay out of the race. And then I was greatly dismayed to see that a mailer came in to my mailbox and said that I endorsed one of the candidates, so it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you make your decision based on who you believe is the right person, not on who you believe that I'm supporting. I happen to like all three of them in this particular case. Okay. That's one, two. Those are the three questions. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Besides the love of my life over here and my family, I'll have to tell you the reason I am so involved in the city of Gardena, especially Neighborhood Watch, Cop Caps, and everything else that is associated with that, it's because it's a love I have. And I will spend spend my time there as long as I can. So let's grab a plate and eat.
Yeah.